From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The Trump administration's responding with a tepid response to North Korea's expression of willingness to hold talks with the United States. In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said they will see if Pyongyang's willingness to hold talks represents the first steps along the path to denuclearization, adding that the, quote, maximum pressure campaign must continue until North Korea denuclearizes. Sanders is in South Korea with President Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, attending Sunday's closing ceremony of the Winter Olympic Games. The head of national intelligence in North Korea was in the same VIP box for the Olympics' closing ceremony with the U.S. official government delegation, but a senior U.S. administration official said there was no interaction between the two delegations. And with an explosion of fireworks and music and rousing cheers, the end of the 2018 Winter Games came to a close Sunday. In a speech at the Games' closing ceremony, IOC President Thomas Bach praised the North and South Korea for marching together during the opening ceremony.
With your joint march, you have shared your faith in a peaceful future with all of us. You have shown how sport brings people together.
Bach handed the Olympic flag to the mayor of Beijing, which will host the next Winter Olympics in 2022. This is VOA News. The Nigerian government confirmed Sunday 110 girls are missing after a Boko Haram attack in a northeastern town after days of silence from officials. The information ministry says the girls from the Government Science and Technical College in Yobe State are unaccounted for after suspected Boko Haram militants invaded their school on Monday. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said Sunday additional aircraft are being deployed, along with troops previously dispatched to search for the missing girls. Authorities initially denied any girls had been kidnapped, suggesting instead they were hiding in the bush after the attack. Sirens and response in Leicester, England. It destroyed a store and a house, which British police called a major incident. Pictures of the blast showed flames shooting up from the rubble where the two-story building once stood, while neighbors frantically tried to get close to the site for help. Reuters is reporting that ambulance officials said on Sunday they took four patients to the hospital. The Central Committee of China's Communist Party has postponed removing term limits for the country's president and vice president from the Constitution, according to a report from the official Xinhua news agency. The change would allow Chinese President Xi Jinping to remain in office beyond 2023. He has been president since 2013. And in Moscow, several thousand people rallied in central Moscow in honor of slain opposition leader Boris Nemtsov on Sunday. This man said, "I came to protest the shameless bandit Putin regime." Demonstrations were held all over the country ahead of the third anniversary of Nemtsov's murder. He was a vocal critic of President Vladimir Putin and was shot dead on a Moscow bridge overlooking the Kremlin on February 27, 2015. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, has said that the U.N. Security Council unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days, and it lifts sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. I'm Ann Ball,
VOA. That's the latest world news from VOA.